It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's a challenge for Pakistan. Turn terrorists into law-abiding citizens.
Of course, the world is filled with people who fought brutal civil conflicts and then faded into the populace. But Pakistan faces a special problem. The Pakistani Taliban recruited thousands of young men to battle the government.
They have conducted bombings, murdered unarmed citizens, and even targeted girls. Now, Pakistan's army wants to undo the psychic damage. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston visited a jihadi rehabilitation program in Pakistan's Swat Valley.
A Pakistani army officer named Colonel Zeeshan is giving me a tour of a jihadi rehabilitation center.
This place was also captured by Taliban. Army took over this place from them. When the war was going on?
In 2009.
Exactly.
Ghosts of the Taliban are everywhere in Swat. Last year, it was in Swat that the Taliban shot three Pakistani schoolgirls just for pursuing an education. The main square in Mingora, the main town in Swat, was the Taliban's favorite venue for public hangings. Swat, known for its rolling hills, pine trees, and beautiful lakes, is still trying to recover from those days. And in a way, the Army's rehabilitation program was created to help do that. The place where all this happens is called Michel. It's like a vocational school for jihadis, only with high walls, barbed wire, and armed guards. Young men who used to run errands for the Taliban or fought alongside them are now learning basic skills that are meant to make them useful members of society.
This is an electrician class.
Colonel Zeeshan guides me from one classroom to another, first an electrician class and then a computer class.
Here we teach them very basic things like how to use computer, how to use MS Word, things like that.
And do they go on the internet?
Yes.
Very few of the militants at Michel even knew what the internet was before they came here. Parts of Swat Valley are that cut off from the rest of the world. And that isolation, rehabilitation center officials will tell you, made it easier for the Taliban to recruit young men from the area. ...24-year-old Farouk is sitting in a woodshop classroom at Michel. He graduated a couple of months ago. That's Farouk playing a Pakistani rubab. It looks a little like a lute. Farouk, speaking through an interpreter, explains what happened when the Taliban spotted him playing one.
I was playing it, and they said it was haram to play this, and this is how they caught me. And then they forced me to join their ranks.
Haram, forbidden. The Pakistani Taliban considers music evil. Farouk's punishment? To run errands for the group for years. Eventually, the Pakistani army captured him and transferred him to its school in Michel. After 6 months of classes there, Farouk says he now understands that the Taliban had used him. The Taliban had misguided me, he says, and they told me I had to wage jihad against the Pakistani army. For the most part, these men, like Farouk, aren't driven by religious fanaticism. They stayed with the Taliban because they didn't know any better.
One of the things that I saw, which was a common thing in these kids, was this idea of fear.
That's Hussein Nadim. He's a professor at the National University of Sciences and Technology in Islamabad. And he also spends time teaching at the Rehabilitation Center. There are two different schools of thought on how to re-educate violent jihadis. In Saudi Arabia, a 12-step program includes art therapy and helping young men find a wife. In Singapore, jihadis are taught less violent interpretations of the Quran. In Swat, the approach is different. Simpler. Nadim says the young men are given a new narrative.
We started taking them through a trajectory of events, that this is what happened in 9/11, this is how the war started.
Teachers like Nadim try to explain to the students that the Taliban lied to them and remind them that it is their families that they ought to be focusing on.
I think the focus at these centers was not specifically about jihad. They were training them much more on skills, specifically telling them that you need to get your life back in order. Through emotional sentiments like your mother, your sister, they're waiting for you, etc.
They're basically rechanneling energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Since 2010, several thousand young men and a handful of women have graduated from the program. The funding for Michel and a couple of other rehab centers in Swat comes from the Pakistani Army and from international aid groups. Colonel Zeeshan, who showed me the school, says the recidivism rate is near zero.
When they're provided an opportunity to come back to the society where they have a livelihood and they have a family, so what's the point in going back to those people?
Those people, meaning the Taliban. The Army offers several hand-picked graduates to prove its program works, but we wanted to find one independently. And we met him in a Pashtun house in the middle of a field, hours from the school. The front door was made of steel. We were escorted to a room where the men of the house slept. A single candle flickered on a table. There was no electricity. The recent graduate, he said his name was Fandula, came in from the darkness wearing a soft wool hat and a cape. He speaks through an interpreter.
I stayed with the army for 2 years, and I was accused of being accomplices of Taliban, one of the accomplices of Taliban.
2 years is a long time in the army's rehabilitation program. It suggests that Fandula was a hard case. At the center, men like him are required to sit down with religious leaders, too.
In the afternoon, there were religious scholars who would tell us that whatever happened in the past was not good and killing in the name of religion is not good.
He said that they were trying to undo what the Taliban did to him, and we asked if it worked.
Isse fayda hua jo unhone teachers ne aapko tarbiyat di, usse koi fayda hua, aapke khayalat tabdeel hue?
Ji.
Yes, it did.
Ji. Yes, in Pashtun, he says. It worked. Fandula checks in with the army once a week. He's on a kind of jihadi parole, and he says he isn't tempted by the Taliban or its ideas anymore. He said he sees some of the students who were with him at the center, and he says they don't have any interest in the Taliban now either. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.